Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What a presence! Hallelujah! I like something that Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18 says. Do you want to know what it says? It says a word, for surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Amen. I like the NIV translation. The NIV translation says that there's a future hope for you. Hallelujah. Your coming to church is not in vain. Amen. There is hope for you. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this morning. Give the Lord a better round of applause. Woo! So once again, I am happy to inform you that it is testimony time. Hallelujah. When you come to church with an expectation, you will not leave here the same. Amen. And these testimonies that I'm going to share, the brethren came to church with an expectation and God met them at the point of their need. Are you ready? Amen. So this one is scholarship for a master's program. Hey! Released by the anointing upon our pastor, Bishop Sam, and also obedience to Anna the prophet. Are you happy? Oh, then clap your hands. Hey! It is not easy to come by a scholarship. So let's go. Dear Bishop, I am a member of this church working with one of the government agencies. My institution embarked on capacity building. Hey! It means training. For all staff. After a restructuring program, the capacity building was in the form of short courses for staff and a few master's programs, though the master's program had not been officially communicated to staff. Mercy. I got the opportunity to express my interest in the master's program to one of the training coordinators. And to the glory of God, my name came up at a high-level meeting involving my director and top management. Hey! I see your name coming up at a high-level meeting. Hallelujah. Involving my director and top management. And to my surprise, it was brought before top management that I was interested in the master's program. After this meeting, several things came my way to discourage me to give up. But the prayers and teachings of our pastor, Bishop Sam, sustained me. Amen. I felt as though I was standing behind a steel door that had to open before me. And one of the things that urged me on was one message Daddy preached, during which he prophesied that any difficult thing we are dealing with, any steel door we're standing behind, was opening for us by reason of the anointing. Hey! This morning, any steel door you are standing behind is opening by reason of the anointing. Amen. To cut a long story short, God opened the door and I gained admission into the master's program with full scholarship. Hey, church! Woo! Bishop, of the colleagues who joined the institution with me at the same time, I was the only one who got the opportunity to be part of the program. Oh, are you sitting down? Hey! Give the Lord a better round of applause! select you out of the lot in Jesus' name. Now it was left with payment for the course, and the check was delayed in coming. But I believe God for it. I took advantage of the 21 days prayer and fasting and crowned it with the Honor Your Prophet Sunday, during which we celebrated Bishop Sam's birthday. Do you remember? Yeah. I sowed a seed into the life of our anointed pastor, believing God that the much-awaited payment for the masters was going to be released. Hey, I went to the office the following day. Someone said the following day, which was a Monday. And guess what? The check for the payment of my fees was handed over to me. Hey! Any payment that has delayed, as you sit under the anointing of our anointed, it's been released in the name of Jesus. Amen. I believe that I have enjoyed this blessing because of the anointing upon our pastor, Bishop Sam, and also the opportunity I had to honor him on his birthday. God bless you, Bishop, for allowing yourself for God to use you to be a blessing to me. Oh, church, appreciate God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see scholarships in Jesus' name. This is another opening. This one is admission to a tertiary institution. If you have not been denied admission before, you wouldn't understand what it means to get admission. It is not an ordinary thing, isn't it? Okay. Dear Bishop, I completed senior high school 2 years ago. I applied to the Regional Maritime University and got no response from them. So I decided to work for a while. How many of us believe that this is very normal? You try and then it's not coming, then you want to work for a while. And then it got to a time I lost hope. So the forms for the Ghana Immigration Service came out, and I applied and passed to one of their tests. Whilst all this was happening, I trusted God and remained faithful in church. One Sunday, someone say one Sunday, our pastor, Bishop Sam, was preaching and proclaiming blessings as he usually does, since he's a father who delights in seeing his children blessed. During the ministration, I felt my faith rising, and with all my heart and strength, I believed it was me he was referring to. Hey! So for the first time in my life, I took an offering. Wow. And walked to the front and dropped it at the altar, believing and trusting. I was just telling myself that me too, I will testify some. How many of us are telling ourselves that me too, I will testify some? Hey! Me too, my time has come. Then as I was waiting to be called by the Ghana Immigration Service, I received a miracle phone call, which was from the Maritime University, asking me to come for my admission letter. Hey, church, let's put our hands together for Jesus. This brother almost gave up, and he tried somewhere else. But when he gave up and believed and flowed in church, the door opened for him. Hallelujah. So as I believed God and believed in the prophecies of God's anointed Bishop Sam, God made a way for me. I have gone for my letter, and I'm just waiting to go to school when the time is up. Any letter you are waiting for is coming in the name of Jesus. I know that the same God will make provision for me to go to school. To God be the glory. And thank you, Bishop Sam, for allowing yourself for God to use to open this major door in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, put your hands together. Hallelujah. So as I always say, we are blessed to be in this church. When you are coming to church, have an expectation. because we have a pastor who is heavily anointed. And I believe that today, any expectation that you came with will be met in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together to God? And may you receive your letter one of these days in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we lift up our hands to God today? Father, we want to thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
We worship your name.
Thank you. Miracle worker. Miracle worker. Come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Come and do a miracle. A miracle today.
Miracle worker.
Miracle worker. Miracle worker, come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today.
A destiny changer,
destiny changer.
Destinies are changing this morning. To change somebody's life. To promote somebody. Talk to somebody. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. Are you happy to be in church? I'm also very, very happy to be in church today.
I'm
happy to see all of you in church.
Sorry.
It is always good to be in church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the past weeks, we have been talking about making God happy.
Now, what you are doing here, Kasafa, Adi Abemba Nyame ni Aji Eho.
And how many of you believe that you are making God happy?
Mumwa hina mujiti musemo manyame ni Aji Eho.
We have told you what to do to make God happy.
Ya chere munioma mubaya manyame ni Aji Eho.
Are you sure you are doing what to do to make God happy?
Now,
because when God is happy with you,
se nyame ni Aji Eho.
That is when God will promote
you.
That is when God will bless
you.
So what God has asked
you to do,
for him to be happy with
you,
you need to do it.
One
of the things that is very important and makes God happy,
and we
also see in the Bible that makes God happy,
is
the fact that when we gather as a church,
we'll
not just be happy amongst ourselves and think that we have arrived. But we'll be prepared always to go and add one more soul to the church. We will always not be happy in church.
Okay.
If we want to please God. If we don't bring someone to church, so we need to bring someone. And this message is you specific.
It's
you, Brian. It's you,
Patrick.
It's you, Mause. So you heard it last week.
But
today, you haven't gone to look for any lost
soul.
You haven't brought anybody. And this is about the third week you are hearing.
So
it's like it's not for you. Do you see what happens in church? When the word is coming, so we hear the word, but we don't make it as
that
God is speaking to me. I don't know who they have gone to. Have you gone to visit anybody to bring anybody? But the message was to you. Tell the person sitting and say the message was to you. Tell the person, pastor is not preaching into the air.
God has asked him
to talk to you. God wants to be happy with you. And God wants to promote you. So you have to take the message as your message. And then go out there and carry the sheep. Your sheep. To church. So you understand what I'm saying? So it is to you. And until you do it,
now,
happiness is not coming to you. But I want you to be happy. That's why yesterday I was so happy when we had our first ever new believers retreat and baptism here.
And how many of you baptized?
38 people were here to be baptized yesterday.
38
people were baptized. Can I have some pictures of that baptism on the screen?
38
people were baptized yesterday. Now, these 38 people were baptized yesterday. They were supposed to have been more than 140 people.
No more bro,
but only 38.
Now, so 38 people
were baptized. Even though I'm happy that 38 people were baptized.
Even though I am 38.
But 140 were to be baptized.
Nanka, ohani echi nanka yesa nanka yembo mwesu.
But because you particularly,
but esan se wankasa,
you didn't take it upon yourself to go and carry your sheep.
Wanko anko fa uguana mbaha ntino.
To come and make God happy.
Se ebe manya mieni ajeno.
They were not here.
But
what makes God happy is when we are able to leave all these
99
and go a step further to get that one soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you have been given souls to look after since we came here? You have been given a soul to look after. Give me a wave. Give me a wave. Me a wave. Or you are more than that. Your soul should have been here yesterday. But your soul was not here. Only because you were not ready to just do a little bit more. You are not ready for any little a little bit of sacrifice. You
are
not ready to do the extra mile. You are comfortable like the elder brother with the father at home.
When you are to say oba penyin na na papa tifie no,
do you think it's okay?
What the audience say here?
But the father knew that it wasn't okay.
But ejani de onimu say enye.
So many of us we think it's okay.
Ye mu bebre ya adwin say here.
But God is not okay with us.
Banya mempa ne sa.
There are so many others.
Inkofo bebre wo ho.
It's even this one they were giving to you once you were sitting in church. And yet you didn't bring them.
Ni erima wa sori mpo wentimi amfa namba.
And so beloved, this message is for all of us. All of us to be happy and to make God happy. When you make God happy, how many of you want to be promoted?
You see,
you want to be promoted. You want to be promoted. But what will make you promoted? The one who can promote you. Who is God? He says, make me happy. And I will promote you. And you don't want to do it. He says, make me happy. And I will build your house for you. You don't want to do it. Because he says, if you make God happy. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
If you make God happy,
everything will be given to you. All other things shall be added unto you. So make God happy. Go the extra mile.
To anamoka kraka ho.
Do that extra thing.
Na ye adeka kra na ese onye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I like the message Bishop preached when he went to Bishop Ogo's church.
Enu ntina me pesa asem na ye papa Bishop Dag
e kan. He carried the message, can't you do just a little bit more?
No bisa ye say ye ntimi nya bibi ka kra nka ho ana.
Can't you do just a little bit more?
Ye ntimi nya bibi ka kra nka ho ana.
It's just that little bit more.
Sa de ka kra no pe.
Is what is lacking.
And no penny here.
Just the extra effort.
Sa anamotuo kakra no.
If all of us would do a little bit more.
Say nyina so betimi de kakra kaye de ho a.
You will see that you always make God happy.
Obe hu so be ye, obe ma nyankopo ani age wo ho.
And that is why I like this message.
Enu ntina me pesa asem ye ameka ho asem.
This one is by J.G. Morrison.
Eh K.G. Morrison asem
na me. He was a missionary and was making an appeal. He said that J.G. Morrison, bleeding with Nazarenes in the 1930s, Great Depression, to support their missionaries, said, can't you do just a little bit more?
Sir K.B. Morrison, you know what I'm saying? Obisa say, it won't mean you be a crank can you why you know
in the midst of the Great Depression, he was doing evangelism,
Abraham, your man, you know,
a missionary work.
Now, all you
and he was looking for money.
No, here, Sika.
The people are giving. But he still told them.
No, sabi sa mo say
that can't you do
it? It's moon to me nyaka crank can ya mwa yeno.
You see, a little bit more will make that difference.
Saka crano and then didn't say sayene beba. Edin si sayene beba.
If I were a center leader,
Sam Kamiya Basenta leader.
If I were a center leader,
Sam Kamiya Basenta leader.
There is no way my boss will be coming here without a logo of Loyalty House on it.
And come mimma me boss emba ha bra.
Yeah, for Loyalty House. Do just work a little bit more.
It's a center leader. Won't me ya be ka crank can ya why no one.
That's what I would do.
And come me and kasana me.
My pastor will not have to come and tell me.
Me try mama so for can tell me.
I myself will know.
Me and kasana me.
That I need to do something
just a little bit more than I've been told.
That's a little bit more than is expected of me. Just a little bit more is what we need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so many of us go all out when it has to do with other things. Many of us will go all out when it comes to do with other things. We go all out. But when it comes to the things of God, that is when you see us dragging our feet. That's when we become slow. But when it comes to our job, when it comes to our family, hey, come and see. We will do everything and anything.
When it comes to the things of
God, when it comes to the things of God, that is when we don't do the extra one. But today I want to tell you the difference
if you
do just a little bit more. A little bit more in your Basenta area. A little bit more in your center. Just something more. Just extra. If you're making 10 phone calls, just a little bit more. 2 extra phone calls. I say when you do it,
oh yes, I dear, we are.
Always do that which will make God happy. Because when God is happy with you, and I want God to be happy with you,
and
I
made
find out me. I want God to be happy with you. So all of us, we have people around us. Don't let us be happy here in church singing.
Coming
to put money in the offering basket and dancing in church. It's good. But what makes God happy?
But then the man,
many things are mood changes. Something can make you give somebody money. Something can make you say thank you. Something can make you even buy a car for somebody else. But if that thing can make the person always happy with you, it's the best. So there are several things in the Bible that God is pleased with. But the only thing we see that made God organize a party was when a soul was won. When a soul was won.
So,
I want you to be happy. Pastors, shepherds, women,
Emma,
old, young,
young
people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So just a little bit more.
Beloved.
A little bit more. Me that hot afternoon. Forfeiting your siesta or forfeiting and going out somewhere.
To an amona kwa bonting.
And I tell you, when God is happy with you, Ketty sisters,
for
it's good to come and shake us. But what will make God happy with you?
Is that
as you are shaking us, you yourself who has carried a soul
now
to church, have
carried a soul to church. Sorry.
You have done the extra mile. You had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, Monday to Saturday.
To work on a soul. To bring to church. Not a soul from Pentecost.
Any Pentecost for be a Accra near.
Not a soul from Assemblies of God.
But
a
Assemblies
lost
of
soul.
God.
To make God happy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'll preach this and preach this and preach this. Because I want God to be happy with you. I want God to bless you. That is why even some of you, your father is launching Operation 1 Million Souls. And he says you can give as little as 10 cedis a month. As little as 10 cedis.
And as high
as 1,000 and over.
And
I
said 1,000 Ghana cedi and over.
And even that one,
and
you have not decided to join it. Just 10 cities.
10 cities.
To push somebody to go to a place you will never go. To win souls for Christ. What makes God happy? Even that one you are not willing to
do
it. We gave you forms you didn't fill. How many of you are part of Ben MP? That's those who are supporting 100 million souls. How many of you are already supporting? Let me see. It's not bad. 10 cedis a month.
10 cedis per.
By mobile money.
Mobile money.
just to make somebody go to a place you will never go.
Nema ya papa nko bebia won't mean go.
That one, you see that, you see that extra thing.
Sade kakra no.
And some of you, it's not that you can't give o.
Ye mu bebre nyase ye ntimi ma o.
Even just even take a pen and paper and write your name.
Sa wo be fa atre atro bibi krampo o krata no so mpo no.
Won't do it.
Won pesa obey.
You do it.
Won pesa obey.
That's why no party is happening.
Enu ntina nyame nti opunu bia ma o ye.
Church.
Sorry.
Let me tell you something. Do you know how church can become if God is happy with us?
When him said, "Sorry, we bet me, sorry,
we bet me, we are dancing and we are doing this and getting some fuel. Look, when God really comes into our midst, you see the testimonies you are giving. We will hear 10 times more than
when we are dancing. Di angrofo di wahase. Anke benya emu 10 times crample.
If God comes to our midst,
say nyame
he's always in our midst.
Na nyame wahase.
But in our midst, in what way? What mood? He's always in our midst.
Oh wahase.
But in our midst, in what kind of mood?
I think abe emu na nyame wo.
So let's force.
Inte yase yentu ana moka kra.
So all of you,
yengina.
There is a sheep that is depending on you.
Oguambi waha or.
And make the extra effort.
Into anamo kakra.
Don't be comfortable.
Maintenance keke.
Don't be comfortable.
Maintenance keke.
And sit down there, because when God is happy with you.
Nantame ni jo huwa.
And you see, I'm actually speaking the truth to you.
Asema meke e no kwa sempa na mene oka.
Let me read a certain scripture.
Mese menka mi bimfa Bible munchiramu.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Verse 10 to 12.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 to 12.
It says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. This one, all I want to say is that they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
Okay.
They don't have, you see, the truth is the truth. And you need, you see, and if you want to be saved, you have to love the truth. If you want to be happy, you have to love the truth. And the truth is what I'm telling you. I can come and deceive you. I can come make you shout. But I also know the truth that can give you perpetual blessings. That can make you happy. So love the truth. And the truth is that when you make God happy, God will make you extra happy. The truth is that go the extra mile
to anamoka kra.
That is why in the Anakazo story,
Luke 14,
you see that the man had a church service.
He Papa no oya sorry.
He had a congregation just like this congregation.
No, oh, sorry for what he said.
But when he came, he saw that there were empty chairs.
Oba no konya bebrewo na nipa ntena so.
And he knew that the chairs were not supposed to be empty.
No ni musa san konya no or the base nipa
ntena so. But when he asked them. They said they have done everything they could do to make the place good. And then they even told him why the people couldn't come. They were giving excuses. But you see that the man didn't listen to what he said. At the end of the day, he told them to do just a little bit more. And when they did that little bit more, the chairs that were empty were suddenly filled. Every empty chair here today is as a result of someone not doing a little bit more. Someone decided not to do a little bit more. But if we are supposed to love the truth and speak the truth and do what God wants us to do, we shall always have it in our heart. Are you looking for a job? The easiest way for your job is to do what God wants you to do.
And
because it's God who promotes.
Na enyame ne mani patum
pon. God who promotes.
Enyame ne mani patum
pon. And I want God to promote you.
Na mi pese enyame ntu ema untum pon.
You see, one of the things that happens when God is happy with you.
Ade ba ko ebe si wa bra bon se enyame ni je wo ho a. And say
he favors you.
And say enyame she we ni onyam.
He favors you.
Enyame she we ni onyam.
And when God favors you.
Na se enyame she we ni onyam a.
You see, many things happen to you.
And
some of you, God just needs to favor you. You just need to be favored. In Luke chapter 1, verse 28. The Bible said, and the angel came in unto her.
Bible says,
that's Mary.
Mary.
The angel came in unto her. And said,
Hail,
thou that art highly favored.
Hey,
when God is happy with you, you are highly favored. Look, and favor with God is very important. That's when God was talking about the growth of Jesus.
And it's like
the boy Jesus, he increased in wisdom.
And it's in the Bible, all can yes once and say yes, we saw ya Korano.
He increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. And in favor with God and with man. Man, if man alone favors you, without the favor of God, you will go this high. But if God is part of the favor, he will go as high and high and high and high. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So favor is what you get when you please God. And you make God happy. And you know what makes God happy. And look at when Mary was favored. This message was to Mary. And when Mary was favored,
Mary,
look at what God did to her. In Luke chapter 1.
Luke chapter 1.
Verse 46 following.
Verse 46. Econo.
Wow.
Wow.
When God favors you.
Se nyame ni onyamba oso a.
I want God to favor you.
Me pese nyame ni onyamba
oso. I want God to bless you.
Me pese nyame nhyira o.
That's why I'm telling you the truth.
Nti na me ne wo kan.
And those who love the truth.
Na omo pe no kre no.
They'll be saved.
Omo na omenya.
They will enjoy.
Ojie.
Those who love the truth.
Omo don
no kre. You know, so the truth is like that, you know, it's not too easy to love it. Sometimes lies are so nice. Lies are so nice that you prefer to love what is
like.
But truth, if you love it, you'll be blessed. So when God favored Mary, and I see God favoring somebody today. I see God favoring somebody today. But you see the truth. Of course, if I see a receiver, I received. But the truth is when you literally carry your sheep. And God will favor you. But may God overlook what you have done last week and favor you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
When God favored Mary, the Bible says in verse 46,
verse
46,
and
Mary said,
"Na Maria ka say,
my soul that magnified the Lord.
Me kra kamfo erade.
One of these days, your soul that has been sad within you. Some of when you wake up in the morning, your soul is sad within you. You are low. Your mood is low. And you don't know what to do. Because so many things in your life. But one of these days, you wake up and there is something in you that is making you happy. You don't know what it is. But you are happy. And Mary said, my soul that magnified the Lord.
America said, me cry.
And my spirit I rejoice in God my Savior. Why is Mary saying that?
America say?
Mary said, for he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden.
If we say, what shall
nothing here as
he has regarded the low estate. The low estate. You see, Mary was once upon a time a very low person.
Not Mary, no onyobia.
Nobody regarded her in the area.
No biembunu se oyobi.
You know, no biembunu.
No biembu Mary.
But this time round,
Nanso say siadie.
Mary is saying.
Mary Kase.
That God had regarded a low estate.
And
God had remembered her. And somebody sitting here today. May God remember you in your state in the name of Jesus. And this is, for behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed.
I want to.
I mean, somebody was so low. But when she pleased the Lord and God favored her, he said, God has raised me very high. And from today, from generation to generation, everybody will say that I am blessed.
And I was blessed.
And may this be your story in your home. In the name of Jesus. May your life change. May the people around you call you blessed. May your family call you blessed. May your colleagues call you blessed. Your classmates.
Your classmates for nyabe fro winshira.
They realize that you didn't continue with them when they went to Form 4.
Form 4.
But the next time they saw you, your position has changed. And now they are regarding you. And they are calling you blessed. Who can do this for you?
When they
only God can do it for you.
When
you please God. When you make God happy. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mary said that for he that is mighty had done to me great things. Now, why am I reading all this? I am saying that the angel came to Mary and said that you are highly favored. And because of that, that is why all this is happening. And I have told you what to make God favor you.
And
to make God happy with you. So when Mary was favored, these are the things that were happening to her. He said that he had done to me great things. How many of you want God to do great things for you?
Not
small things. Somebody bought you a yellow tie, and so what?
It's yellow a small tie thing. Thing.
Somebody bought me hair, and so what? It's a small thing.
They
are great things that are waiting to happen to you. Great things. That are waiting to happen to you. And who can make those great things happen? Your business may be a low business. But when God favors your business, it will become a mighty thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So provoke God to favor you and be happy with you. And the first way, as I said, is make you happy by winning a soul. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. See, God, when God is holding you, when God is holding you,
nyami krawa.
Eradikuta umua.
If God is holding you,
eradikuta
umua. If God is holding you,
who can take you out of God's
hands? Why nebeti mi achiwe fi nyami nsem?
Eradikuta ubusiness.
If God is holding your business,
eradikuta umarriage inumua.
If God is holding your marriage,
who can say that I'm taking it out of God's hands?
Why nebeti mi achiwe fi nyami nsem?
I remember many years ago.
Debbie Mekai say.
My mother had a dream. And when she had that dream,
she
said that she saw a big, huge creature. And a creature was so big and occupied the whole of space. And she was passing by the creature.
No, nam abuane.
And she saw that one of her cloth that she liked.
No, hun said ne tuma bakubi or pepa
was by the creature.
Na eben abuano.
So she asked, when did this thing come for this my cloth?
Na obisa say I then abu ibe farm in tuma.
Because I really like this cloth.
Essence and tuma we me person tuma we pan.
So she decided to go for it.
No, kasa okojin in tuma.
And when she attempted.
No,
the big creature just pushed her away.
Abua no e piano conchain.
So it, suddenly she said to herself in the dream.
Into a catcher and whom ever die any muse.
She said to herself in the dream.
Or catcher and whom die any muse.
That she started saying.
No, what shall say?
In the name of Jesus.
I will yes with him.
In the name of Jesus.
I will yes with him.
And she said the first time she said in the name of Jesus.
No, say, okay. The
creature reduced in size. Then she said again, and it reduced further. So she realized that the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, was reducing the problem. So then she had confidence and started saying it more and more. She said it to the creature, became like a threat.
And she went
for her cloth.
And
she went for her cloth.
No,
because you see, God was the one who was keeping her.
Na,
and as long as that thing belonged to her,
na,
no hand,
in
no creature was able to take it out of the hand of God. God's arm is strong. That's why when God is fighting your battles
and
for you, you will see.
Ubehunse.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say there is strength.
Nyame ahonde.
That's what Bible says. His right arm has given us the victory.
And until Bible say, Nyame insenifa edin kunindi abrayen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of that, he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. Hey, this is what Mary is saying after she was favored.
San same way na Mary account.
She has scattered the proud after the imagination of their heart. And listen, he had put down the mighty from their seats.
Now, I say,
he had put down the mighty from their seats
and exalted
them of low degree.
Or the
hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when God favors you, anybody who is who thinks it's mighty in front of you and giving you problems, God will take the person out of the way. Listen, he had filled the hungry with good things. May every hungry person here receive good things in Jesus'
name.
Your hunger may not be food hunger. Your hunger is marriage hunger. Your hunger is job hunger. Your hunger is financial hunger. Your hunger is healing hunger. But the Bible says, that if God favors you, he shall fill you with good things. Everything that you need in your life, you shall receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will remember you as you make him happy. So beloved, I said again, a vision to make God happy. Let it be that which will occupy your mind every day. Get somebody to church. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes. Please God, make God happy. Just by going the extra mile. A little bit more. Some of you, since we started gathering services. The extra 1 week day service you go for your center meeting.
Sir, o center meeting
has become a problem. Has become a problem. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Why can't you do a little bit more?
Why?
I mean, the person says, I can help you. He said, I can promote you.
It doesn't come from the east.
It doesn't come from the west. It doesn't come from the south. It comes from God. And he says, do something to make me happy. Do something extra. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have been going for your center meetings?
Center meetings on
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, not Thursdays.
Not all of you have been going. That is the extra thing you should do.
To be
in this Wednesday.
Into Wednesday we are here.
Go for your center. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every Tuesday,
into brother Bia,
do something extra. Wednesday.
Now Okwada so.
Look for your center meeting.
Kishawo center.
You see, it is very easy for you to go to church around where you live.
When enya din se obeko asori obebia ebe.
Asori where you live.
Sa sori ni bewa eya enya din. Enta enya din.
It will help you to do evangelism.
Ebetimi abua mo wakotwe akra.
It will help you to gather your people.
Ebetimi abua mo wagada onkro
kola. You have to go. So going to church on Wednesdays is not just going to church.
It's Wednesday asori na nyesa wo asori keke.
It's part of trying to get people to be saved.
It's also eboa ma wo twa akra ma nyame.
So broaden your vision.
It's ma when isu ade hu nya kese kakra.
How many of you are enjoying the truth?
Yemu ahina no kra no ye yede.
I say you shall know the truth.
Bible su be hu no kra no.
You shall know the truth.
Bible su be hu no kra no.
And the truth shall heal you.
Na no kra no be san yare.
The truth shall give you your financial breakthrough.
No kra no di sika be bro.
The truth shall free you from poverty.
No kra no be ma o.
The truth shall free you from all your diseases.
No kra no be
you shall know the truth.
U be hu no kra no.
And today as many as are loving the truth.
Na na om
you are being freed in Jesus' name.
Ah. Hallelujah.
I tell you, Satan is not happy at all about what I'm preaching today. Satan is happy for us to preach some of these deceivable messages.
There
are some messages Satan knows that doesn't do anything to Christians. But when the truth is being said, that can make people free. They are not happy. The truth that apart from Sunday,
no creature say ye yi Sunday fi mu a.
Wake your body up and go and worship God another day of the week.
Sorry, na san fa another day can we days una fa kosum nyame.
And try and be part of the outreach in the area.
Na bo ani enchi akra wo area ni.
Try to be part of the bus center in your area.
Fa ho ka sa ba center na e ben wo fie no.
This truth.
Sa no cre we.
Shall give you a testimony.
And no day.
Your testimony is going to be the next to be read.
Padansi die beba.
Your testimony is going to be the next to be read. Yesterday I had a testimony. I said, wow. What a testimony. I said, this is what we call promotion.
Maybe another
one of these will hear it.
And
that is what I want for you also. How many of you believe God is going to promote you?
Look,
there was a man that God promoted. His name is Zachariah.
Your friend is Zachariah.
Zachariah was just going for fellowship meeting.
Now Zachariah the sorry keke na oko.
He was just going for weekday service.
Now weekday sorry pe na oko.
He was just doing his basenta.
No, yeah, basenta pe.
And yet he received one of the most powerful generational blessings.
No onyan shira kesi ebi pan fri nyame ho.
Up to today we talk about Zachariah's blessings.
Ebesi ne ya kan Zachariah din
shira. What was Zachariah's blessing?
John the Baptist. Ene ya sen shira na nyame
din Zachariah. The whole of John the Baptist became Zachariah's blessing.
Sir John the Baptist on obey Zachariah din shira.
Zachariah was a very lonely person when it comes to family meetings.
Anka ba ebusua ehie mu anka Zachariah de onun ko an
onam. He was very old.
Onun ko an onano wenyi pa.
But he still was going over his business. He loved the truth. He loved the truth. And so he didn't go drinking oil. I remember recently, a couple were in the church with me. And they were believing God for a child. And they have been married for some time. So the mother called them and told them that I want you to go to this church. Maybe when you go to that church, you have a child. And so she came to tell me. The mother and the mother-in-law came to tell me that I want my children to go to this church so that they can have a
pastor.
Daddy, when she told me, I was filled with holy anger. And I was very wild at her. And I told her, see, you don't know what you are talking about. You don't know what you are talking about. So I resisted it.
And I told the guys,
continue doing what you are doing. I didn't even pray for them. I made them to do Zachariah. Just do what you are doing. Not long ago, they went to see a doctor. The doctor said, oh, it may not be possible for you to get married, a baby now. So the doctor started the procedure. Very expensive procedure. Twice. It didn't work. So the doctor did not have use your money a lot, so the next time when you come, I'll reduce the cost for you.
Doctor Nanka said, "Who said I just kept a brief few months in until I catch almost the same baby man? Sika no baba from Kakra."
That was the day when they told me.
Now, I'm make a assembly chair.
I said, "You will not go to this doctor again."
I'm make a chair, make a chair. Almost a finer. Come on, cause a doctor
will spend money.
Monko nsan kose musika.
The next time you go and see the doctor,
Musa cause a doctor will help you more.
You will not be shocked, but the doctor will be shocked.
Doctor, no mum na obe who say nsencheni biaba.
I say this to the glory of God.
The next time
they went to see the doctor, the doctor thought that they were coming to an appointment for the procedure. But
they
rather took a test of pregnancy to the doctor. The doctor didn't believe it. So he did it himself.
And
as I said, he was surprised that the Lord has done it. You shall know the truth.
Bible says, "See
those who love the truth." And not only after that, the Lord opened the womb like that. So if they want 100, what they will get? You see, love the truth. And stop this type of kind of going around and worrying yourself and deceiving yourself. He has told you what makes him happy. He has told you what moves him. Just get yourself up and do that extra thing. I'm a shy person. I can't talk to anybody about Jesus. That is the extra thing you need to do. Put away your shyness and go and talk to somebody. And bring that person to church. That is that extra thing you need to do. And God will bless you. I see the Lord blessing everyone here. From the back to the front. God is blessing you. For those that love the truth and have the burning desire to do the truth and to see the hand of God, you are going to see it. You are going to be surprised. And people with you are also going to be surprised at what the Lord is going to do in your life. Love the truth. Love the truth. Do the word of God. Do that little extra thing you need to do. Overcome your sleeping. Your laziness. And do that extra thing. And I promise you. You shall hear this voice. Thou that are highly favored. You'll be favored. By God. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus. Be favored by God. Let's close our eyes. Let's put our hands on our hearts. I want you to tell yourself that, Lord, for every single empty seat here,
say it with me.
For every empty seat here, I am the reason.
I am the reason.
Because I didn't go the extra mile.
Because I didn't go the extra mile.
I didn't even take the first step. It didn't even occur to me. But forgive me. From today. Not only empty seats. But even the spaces that are empty. Will be filled with chairs. Because I personally. I'm taking it upon myself. To make you happy. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But I'm going to do it.
I'm going to bring people to church.
I'm going to take people to my center meeting.
I'm going to make my percenter meetings grow.
I'm just going to take delight. To make you happy.
Lord.
May that grace.
To make you happy.
Be on me.
And may my heart.
Always burn. With making you happy.
The vision.
Of making you happy.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift up your hand.
Mansaso.
For making this prayer.
Now empire our bointing.
And for believing in this prayer.
Ah, where GADintino.
The Lord.
Nyamiankasa
has opened doors.
We be a quank here.
The Lord.
Nyamiankasa
has smiled on you. The Lord
Nyamiankasa
has favored you.
Or the Nyama Bao.
This week.
Now what you aim?
Expect a miracle.
Chain Bibikas here.
Expect a miracle.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Now deep down in your heart. You are not born again. You are not saved. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want to say, Pastor. Pastor. Today. I want you to pray for me. Somebody brought me to church. But I want you to pray for me. So that I'll give my life to Jesus. Pastor, pray for me. You want me to pray for you? Give your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today. I believe in my heart. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Jesus came to die.
For my sins. And from today. I take Jesus. Into my heart. As my Lord. And my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That from today. You are forgiving me. Of all my sins. You have made me your child. Thank you. That you have regarded my low estate. And you have loved me. With your everlasting love. From today. I am yours. And you are mine. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Impacho empire munkandi mechi yenyen kata eni yen kandi mechi kasi radi yesu medawase sewa jeme papa misrewo fami boning in acheme natural me din ewon kwa humani enewiei mefa yesu
semekra
eni majenkwa
medawase
sewa yeme abode fofo ewo yesu din. Amen.
Amen. We want to welcome Joyce Opoku to give us one song as we wait for them.
Yembo nse my sister Joyce.
One song.
No me my nyumo bako.
One of those songs as we wait for them.
Yembo nse my sister Joyce. Come to nyumo bako my.
Hallelujah. Wow, ni onyameno sewa sumna nyashi
Jesus. pastors, you can go and say the communion.
And not to lose its powerful
effect and meaning. This is the body of Christ that was broken for us. It was broken for us that we have life. It is the bread of life. And the Bible says that if you eat this bread, you shall never be hungry again. It's a miracle body. And anytime you take of this body, also receive miracle. You receive healing. You receive breakthroughs. Your body is repaired. Your body is repaired. And things happen to you. So I'm going to pray over this, what you are holding now, after I pray over it. Believe God. And by faith, receive it as Jesus' body that was broken for you. And you are receiving a miracle. You are partaking in a breakthrough. Thank you, Father. Bless this that is in our hands.
And
thank you for blessing it. We take it as your body that was broken for us with all its blessings in the name of Jesus. His body, the body of Jesus. Eat it. If Satan is not afraid of anything, it's not the blood.
Enye Yesu moja.
He doesn't take his things to where the blood is. As soon as he sees the blood, he knows that he has already failed. This blood has done so much for us. And today we have the opportunity to partake of the blood of Jesus. 2,000 years ago plus, the same power of the blood is the same power of the blood today. That is going to work for you. Demons are going to flee from your life. Chains are going to break in your life. Breakthroughs are coming into your life because of the blood that is speaking for you. Today, receive the blood. Father, bless this cup in Jesus' name.
Amen.
His blood. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Bring it.
On a far away, stood an old.
You may take your seats.
The emblem of suffering and shame, and I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was
to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277 533 533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.
Active Word, where the word is alive.